I've been working in art for about 35 years. Some of it I've been doing okay at, even made a so-called living at. And most of it, well, I'm not the poster child for starving artists, but maybe anorexic artists. We artists have a tough row to hoe in corporate America, that's the truth. And so we try all sorts of strategies, ranging from art fair boost to just giving up and getting a job, a real job. But probably too late for one that pays well or offers benefits and pensions. The money belongs to the job creators. Us creators, well, good luck. I went up into the mountains this past weekend with a box of Skeeter Daddle Blues, hoping to do a book reading and maybe sell a few copies. Ever since my old outlets for book sales dried up, I've been head-scratching how to market these babies, get them out of my basement and into the hands of folks hungry for great literature. Tyee's store closed up, and so did the copy this mail ad office supply store that sold the first book, Skeeter Daddle Diary, so well I ordered a second printing. South End String Band CDs sold like hotcakes, too, at those places, but when they closed shop, the only show in town was the Snow Goose Bookstore. And now they've shuttered their doors, too. We probably sold 2,000 to 3,000 CDs before that. I sold maybe 1,000 books. Not bad for a backwash. This past year, I haven't sold more than 10 books, and the band has given CDs away at concerts for, quote, the price we finally figured they were worth, for free. One concert alone, we handed out 150 CDs. A high-tech, fast-charging friend convinced me to try Amazon. Against my better judgment, I signed on, figuring I'd be sending them a box of hot sellers they could pass out faster than candy on Halloween. But no, they wanted me to send one book at a time, priority mail, to their warehouse in Maryland or someplace far, far away. I spent about $5 per book, mailing, envelope, postage, losing a couple of bucks on each one. This went on for a couple of months, never enough sales, apparently, to justify shipping them a full box. I might have continued this brilliant sales strategy right into bankruptcy, but one day I noticed Amazon, love those guys, had used copies of Skeeter Diaries listed at $1.99 plus shipping. This is great. Me competing against me, and the only winner was Amazon. It took me a while to get out of this crummy cycle, the company not really responsive to any inquiries. In fact, they had no way to make inquiries. I finally just kept sending them messages on the sales request that the book was out of print, which finally it was. Sadly, I buy my own book back from them occasionally just to have a few copies around. Cheaper than reprints by far. Bookstores competing against Bezos, like I mentioned at the Snow Goose Reading before they close shop, are like Godzilla versus Bambi. It won't be long before they're toe jam. Now I see where they'd like to be my printer, too. Print on demand. Probably ship them to me, then have me ship them back each sale. Lose even more money on every point of sale. So, I wish I had a tried-and-true strategy for you prospective artists out there looking for ways to sell your wares. I really do. It was always dog-eat-dog, but now we got Godzilla, too. My only advice is to be like the little furry creatures during the dinosaur era. Stay low, keep a close eye out, maybe move at night. I know, not much help, but the trick is to survive.